Hello and welcome to the New Vision Daily podcast around Uganda with me, Razia Athman. Unlike the main languages around the world, the Ganda, which is spoken by over 20 million people, is new to artificial intelligence.
An example is the word agenda for Luganda, but if you do this in English, it's read as agenda.
With machine learning, the Luganda Neurotext speech system is designed to convert the Luganda language text into audio speech for people with visual impairments.
With this app, I'm excited to listen to my Bible in Luganda
and listen to the word in Luganda, which has been perceived as the national language in Uganda.
I'm into my native language, and this app really helps me listen to my Bible in a Luganda version, in the Luganda accent, unlike those other accents that do not bring the text, do not bring the words in Luganda properly.
Ronald Kizita from the College of Engineering, Design, Art and Technology at Makerere University is the lead developer of the software meant to promote health and accessibility.
One of the motivations was that I was talking to a gentleman who actually has very poor vision, and so he explained to me the problems he finds trying to read Luganda text. For instance, a document in Microsoft Word or some other document off the computer, and so he's forced to use an English text-to-speech system. And therefore, he has to guess as to what is being said. An example is the word agenda for Luganda. But if you do this in English, it's read as agenda. So even when the system says agenda, he has to guess and say, okay, this must mean agenda. And so it's very, very difficult and it's very slow. And so for that reason, I decided to work on a system that would actually convert the Luganda text into Luganda speech directly without going through English.
It's after they studied the Luganda language structure and constructions that they proposed developing a Luganda TTS. The system was built and trained using locally sourced Luganda language text and audio. The tool targets people who understand Luganda but cannot read the language because of visual impairments, illiteracy, or physical obstacles that hinder readability.
And among those are, of course, the visually impaired. So this could be permanent or temporary because of, for instance, disease. Then it could simply be someone who's physically unable to be able to hold a book or to hold a computer or something like that. It could be somebody who never learned how to speak, to read Luganda, but they understand it, but they cannot read it. Or it could be simply a long document. So you have a large, maybe a chapter of Luganda. Then in that case, you can have this read it to you as maybe you work on something else. Then also, there's a percentage of people who've lost their voice, and so they can type what they want to say, then they will type it into this application and it will read it out. And so we can pick a particular voice for them, and then it will sound the way they want it to sound. So we can pick a female voice, or we can create a male voice and can change it.
Text-to-speech technologies have mainly been with English, French, and Chinese. It's a hurdle for Kizito to jump.
So this is a Uganda government-funded project, and it's funded through Makerere University, specifically the Makri Fund. So it handles the research as well as innovations. And so we expect that we'll get continued funding through the government to be able to continue with this project. not just for Luganda, but for the 30 other languages that are spoken in Uganda.
The government has injected millions of dollars into the project under the Research and Innovations Fund for the country's oldest university.
My name is Dr. Abubakar Matovuwaso, the head of department, Electrical and Computer Engineering at Makerere University. This text-to-speech system is very important because we all know that many people are not good at reading. So with this text-to-speech, you can be able to translate text that is already pre-written into an audio that narrates what is already in the written text. So with this text-to-speech, it helps people who are not good at reading to get the same information that is already put in the text to their best, and therefore they can use it for their different purposes.
The Luganda TTS is a multi-year project. Though this innovation is limited to those who understand the language, its breakthrough is touted as an alternative and a template for other commonly spoken languages in Africa.
The models we've built can already understand, can already convert from text, Luganda text, into speech. So we've looked at several different models. We've looked at the HMMs, those are the simpler ones, and also looked at deep learning models. And those are the ones that need a powerful GPU to run. Normally, the quality is better, but it's more expensive to run.
And thanks to you for listening to the New Vision Daily podcast around Uganda. I'm Razia Athman, and if you want more of our podcasts, you can always log on to www.newvision.co.ug/podcasts.